forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Every neon sign, every flashing light tries to fool you.
Singer-songwriter Tamara Lindemann knows it's easy to feel powerless when it comes to the climate crisis.
That lack of agency is like fuel to be like, why do I feel so powerless? How frustrating is that? I don't want to feel powerless. I want to feel aligned with my principles. Like, I want to feel like I'm doing the right thing. So how do I make noise in my world?
For years, Lindemann has made that noise in her band, The Weather Station. But her new album comes after a period of disorientation, taking a more introspective look at what makes us who we are. It's called Humanhood. Tamara encouraged her band to be more improvisational, and it paid off.
I can really hear everyone's spirit on the record.
Coming up, we talk about the new record, and we'll hear live performances. It's The Weather Station. I'm Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Glad you're here. That session with Tamara coming up in just a few minutes. I was really looking forward to speaking with her because she is so smart, and the music she makes, it's brilliant. Coming up after Katy Prewitt covering Neil Young.
Fine.
From NPR, it's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. For years, Tamara Lindemann, the singer, songwriter, actress, and activist, has been on the front lines of the climate crisis. You can hear it wrapped in the DNA of her longtime musical project, The Weather Station. After 2021's breakout album, Ignorance, Lindemann went through a period of what she calls disorientation. Her new album, Humanhood, is about the struggle she went through and the long way back to finding herself. It's a gorgeous album that's not afraid to take chances, and it gets a little weird. I dig it. Coming up, Tamara joins me to talk about leaning into humanity in an increasingly AI-driven world and offer some helpful advice to those feeling helpless about protecting the one planet we've got. Our session kicks off with a performance of Neon Signs. Here's The Weather Station on World Cafe.
I've gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, when walking in a punishing heat, nobody meets my eyes except witty signs and luxury designs. Can you
Recorded live in Philadelphia, it's The Weather Station with a performance of Neon Signs. It's from the new album, Humanhood. And joining me to talk about it is Tamara Linderman of The Weather Station. It's a pleasure to meet.
Yeah, hello. Welcome
to World Cafe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so as I understand it, I know this record was a little bit different to make and think about as opposed to the last two albums. And, you know, a lot of the last two records, thinking about climate change and climate grief and awareness, you know, this feels like a much more introspective record. Can you tell me what you were thinking about, where your head was at when you started work on Humanhood?
I was just going through a personally difficult time. It was like one of these times where all of the sort of markers of your life fall away, like the narrative kind of dissolves and you're a little bit lost,
yeah.
You know, which we've all been through. And, you know, I think it was a really strange time, and it was a strange time to like express myself because I felt very lost. So when I started this record, I felt like the songs were just so fragmented and strange, and I didn't like that. You know, I wanted it to be coherent, but then I realized like this experience I'm going through, first of all, is one that many people experience.
Yeah.
So it's my job as an artist to reflect it and express it. And I also realized the record kind of started to have this story, this arc, where it's like, it's the story from like being in that disorientation and then coming out of it. That's the story. So I then was able to use how I felt to understand what I needed to do and how the record needed to sound. But yeah, I worked very hard on this record, and you know, I've never spent so much time in the mix and the sonics of it, like really working on it. And I'm really proud of it.
That's very cool. Mm. And Humanhood, the title. I know you got a lot of joy calling it that because you've had conversations with people talking about that word and what it means to them and what it means to you. Like, what have these past few months, what have you learned about Humanhood now having to have it out in the world and live with that word and that idea behind it?
I mean, it's so funny. I still feel kind of guilty when I hear someone say it because I feel like I forced you to say this odd word. But I do love that it's this word that exists, mm-hmm. It's a real word, but we never use it. And yet it's so, you know, as a title, like what a gift,
yeah.
Where it's like, it's this fresh word that somehow sums up, you know, the major topic of all art, which is like the human condition.
Yeah, the human experience,
and
yeah.
Then it's in one word. And I'm like, I can't believe I found this word. And yeah, I love that it's bringing up conversations of what it is to be a person and what it is to be human, which feels very relevant in this moment with like AI and big tech and all of these sort of forces shaping in our world in what feels to me a very like anti-human way. And it's funny too, because people aren't used to feeling solidarity. You know, people are used to kind of being like, I'm a group and you're a group,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, but it's like, there are many things we all share as experiences. So yeah, it's been a real, wonderful door to a lot of conversations.
You make a really great point that it's like, I bet it's been a long time since people really understood the inverse of that or what it is to be dehumanized. And when you talk about the tech oligarchs or mm-hmm. the pervasive feeling of social media, you know, and an idea to break down barriers, but instead they're putting up bigger walls, like it's harder to be a human now, I think, than a lot of times in the past.
It is, yeah. And it's really, I think it's throwing into relief what it is to be human and how like fragile and vulnerable we are. You know, I think since all the AI stuff that I find myself thinking about that and noticing how I get tired and, you know, like I'm malleable and I'm, you know, I'm flawed. And I think we're all realizing that. And also it's like, well, who are we building this world for? You know, like, who is this for? I think that a lot. When I'm moving through the modern world, I'm like, who does this serve? You know, it doesn't serve us. It doesn't serve, like, we know what people like, you know, we
right.
like community. We like, you know, nice places to go eat and see each other, you know, and then we're just building these, yeah, this more tech world that I don't think is really helping anyone.
Yeah. This is World Cafe, talking with The Weather Station. The new album is Humanhood. And I was immediately drawn to this line in Mirror. I don't make the rules. I just watch them unfurl like smoke always rising from the fires of the world. Do you remember where a lyric like that jumps into your brain?
I mean, I do remember that song, just that riff and that melody, which felt to me, you know, it's a folk song. It's a folk melody. And I just felt like I just had so many couplets of mm-hmm. like that melody and that riff, because you know, I didn't really know what or who I was addressing, but it's just this, like, you in the song,
yeah,
is like this, the world, you know, and I do, yeah, I, that's one of my favorite lines in that song as well, because I feel that all the time. It's like, I don't know why we are the way we are, mm-hmm. or the world is the way it is, but you do just see how it is.
Yeah,
you see it unfurl, and I don't know. Yeah, I described it better in the lyric, to be honest.
We're going to hear you do that right now. It's a live performance of Mira from the Weather Station here on World Cafe.
Double.
recorded live on World Cafe. That is Mirror from the Weather Station. It's from their new album, Humanhood. I am talking with Tamara Lindemann of the Weather Station about the new album. And her last record started recording during the pandemic, and I wanted to know, how did the vibes compare while working on Humanhood?
It was great. Yeah, I feel like I just found the right people who would go together in the right way.
Yeah.
You know, and I think every time I make a record, I learn just a few more things that are helpful about how musicians are. And, you know, it was just a really fun session. We went to the same studio I've now made three records in. And I really set an intention to let them do a lot of improvising.
Yeah.
And let them like discover and like be rehearsed, but not too rehearsed. So a lot of these moments that are some of my favorite moments on the record were like found in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great. It was a great session, and everyone, you know, I can really hear everyone's spirit on the record. Yeah.
Like, that's the dream.
Yeah,
like, it
yeah.
feels like everyone contributed. When you say you learn a little bit more about like the musicians that you're working with, like what are you learning and how is it helping you?
I'm a perfectionist.
You're a perfectionist?
Oh yeah. So that's a big thing for me, is like always learning how to ask for things, but like know to choose your battles, or know like not to be too perfectionist with collaboration. Because it's so easy to like, when you've got that brain on, you know, then you're like, you start nitpicking, and then people feel uncomfortable.
And then they're not getting
their
best performances.
And then they don't play, you know. So I think I learned how to like sit back a lot more.
Ooh.
And like give more freedom and like let people try what they wanted to try, and then be like, oh, this is amazing. Like, because people are so creative and they have so much to offer. And so, yeah, learning that for sure. I wouldn't say I'm fully learned that, but definitely getting better every time at like, I'm still not the best like leader, but I've learned more about like how to bring people together, and also, you know, I think just having a good understanding of each band is different. I've always had different bands mm-hmm. for different albums, and sort of looking at the people, knowing their instincts, and being like, how will these people mix together, and not putting people in a position where I'm asking them to not be themselves, you know, like where I'm like, oh, don't play that. Like, play this. Like, it's like bringing someone who it's like, they're going to play the thing that's going to work because that's going to be their instinct, you know?
Sonically, I wanted to talk about this, especially when I saw the blurb or PR that came with the record, and it said, this is the weirdest the Weather Station has gotten musically. What is making something weird mean to you?
I really loved finally having like the courage and the sort of know-how to be like, I want this to be cinematic. You know, I think of albums very visually, or like a landscape. And I was like, and here you open a door and it goes into this, you know, like I felt like I finally trusted myself enough to actually say that to my collaborators, instead of just like sitting in the corner being like, can we turn down the reverb? You know, like, it's like, I finally was able to be like, I want it to be this way, or like, or just recognizing that it was okay to have feelings about colors or like textures of songs, like paintings. Like, I just had a great time. And yeah, once again, shout out to Joseph Lorge, who mixed the record.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really special engineer. And it was a very loving process. And he's a really special mixer. So that's also a big part of why the record sounds so cool.
It's Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station talking about her new album, Humanhood, which is available now. Coming up, we've got more live performances with The Weather Station. And, you know, climate being such a huge deal to Tamara, I ask about her relationship with nature. That's when we get back to World Cafe.
Welcome back. It's World Cafe. My guest is Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station. We'll continue our conversation about the new album, Humanhood, and we'll talk a little bit about the climate crisis. She's been on the front lines for years and shares with me some advice for people who might be feeling a little bit helpless when it comes to that topic. That's in a few minutes, but first I wanted to ask about a song from Humanhood, Body Moves.
Body Moves, it's a slow burn in the song. I would love to know, what would you tell someone who's listening to it for the first time, what to listen for?
Oh, it's like sunset, you know, it's like dream. It's like half asleep, half awake,
right.
You know, like, I mean, it is a really painful song. It was really hard to find that line between like the sharpness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of it, like it's very on a line. But yeah, I was thinking a lot about, you know, times in life where people around you do strange things that you don't understand, you know, or you watch someone go through like a dark or self-destructive time, you know, and it's really painful to watch. It's really hard. It's really hard when people are going through stuff. But sometimes there is something, if you look at the broad picture of their life,
mm-hmm.
you know, where sometimes people are acting strangely because of a context you don't understand.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, like, I did find this sort of grace in this idea of, like, sometimes the body, you know, is trying to help you. And if you don't listen, you know, it starts to get more frantic and do worse things. But, like, your animal self, I do want to believe, is like wants to lead you towards good things.
Good things, yeah.
You know, like when we get down to it and we work through all that stuff, what we want is like good things, that, you know, like community and, you know, to be outside and, you know, all of these beautiful things. And sometimes we're caught in situations where we can't be ourselves. And, you know, sometimes it takes this like ugliness to break out of that. But yeah, in terms of that song, it's funny where it's like such a tricky topic, mm-hmm. but yet I think we treated it with such like softness that it kind of slides through, and you can like take it in without it being too like
in your face or abrasive.
Abrasive, or like, yeah,
it feels like it welcomes you into that conversation without being too judgmental.
Yeah, it's really important to me to not be judgmental. Yeah.
Let's take a listen to it. Recorded live here in Philadelphia, it's The Weather Station with Body Moves.
It's the end of the world. You said your body fooled you, your body moved you out. Now you can't go home again. You were crying, you're so confused. Why your body fooled you, your body moved you out of that thing that you were in. In the cold, sweet blood, your arms, you want somebody. You caused the harm, you made it so. From getting out.
recorded live in Philadelphia. It's the Weather Station. It's Body Moves, and it's from the new album, which is available now, called Humanhood. Hanging out with Tamara, I am Kaleo. It's World Cafe. You know, the last time you were on the show, you talked with our host, Raina Duris, about your work with climate activism and understanding climate change and climate grief. And I know that this is something that you've been talking about and thinking about for almost a decade. If we, the elephant in the room panels that you did several years ago, I remember watching one of those. Why do you think you raised your hand? Because so many people know, but don't actually want to like do anything about it.
I guess like 2018, I had been touring really heavily for a while and I was home, you know, and I felt like I'd spent my whole life thinking about climate in the distance. You know, it was like this thing that I was like, had always made me feel this deep sense of like anxiety or loss. But I had never spoken to like a human being about it. You know, I'd never like, at that time, I feel like people didn't talk about it. You know, and I was like, how is it possible that this thing I've felt my whole life, I've never talked to a friend or a partner of like, do you feel this like dread feeling? Like, do you feel this fear about the future? And, you know, that was the time where, you know, Greta Thunberg, and there was this big like upswell of feeling about it. And I literally read like a New Yorker article that expressed the whole thing that I didn't know at the time of like Exxon knew, like, you know, and I look back over my life, I was born in the 80s, you know, so I always say like, I'm the same age as the climate crisis in a way, like I'm the same age as us knowing about this. And to realize that in all the, you know, the couple decades I've been alive, these folks who knew in the 70s before I was born, they decided to create this misinformation campaign to stop us from knowing, right? Like, and they prepared within their corporation for what would happen, but they created this misinformation campaign in our society so that we wouldn't save ourselves. Like that to me, just, it broke my mind.
Yeah.
Like to know that I could totally understand, like, it's very difficult to change our infrastructure. It's hard to, you know, build public transit, like all of that I understand. But this idea of like this company before I was born making this decision that has had this like massive impact on the world, and we're still dealing with all this misinformation, we're still dealing with all this disorientation of people who believe it's not real or it's caused, but you know, whatever, we're still dealing with that outcome, which feels like maybe the most consequential decision in human history and no one talks about it, right?
Sure.
Like I think that something about that just kind of broke me open, and all of the feelings I'd had of like, I can't talk about this because I'm a touring musician and I drive in a van.
Don't want to be a hypocrite.
Don't want to be a hypocrite. Like all of that. I was like, what if that pales my feelings of nervousness of like, what will people say? What if that just pales in comparison to how important this is? So
yeah.
I felt like so many people in climate, like it's the same story where it's just like, you just get overwhelmed with like, I have to do something, right? And you're like, what do I do? You know?
What do you say to people who feel like they don't have agency? Because I'm sure you have people who are like, I want to do the right thing. I don't know what the right thing is.
Yeah, and I think it's really hard in North America. And I always feel like everyone should have a chance to go to Europe and like be on a sidewalk in Copenhagen and watch hundreds of bicycles go by.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, wait, our world here in North America is built in a certain way that makes us very dependent on cars, for example. And it's not anyone's fault. Like, it's not your fault if you drive to work. Like, what
right,
else you are you going to do?
Terrible.
Like, I think that's the thing where it's like, absolutely, that lack of agency is real. Like, it's real because you're living within a system and a society that's operating a certain way. And where, and I think that lack of agency is like fuel to be like, why do I feel so powerless? How frustrating is that? I don't want to feel powerless. I want to feel aligned with my principles. Like, I want to feel like I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So how do I make noise in my world? You know, whatever your world is, whether it's like you're a teacher and you start, you know, asking your pension plan to shift, you know, like whatever it is, I think the old view of a climate activist as someone who's like a monk and lives in a tower and doesn't, you know, consume anything is like a beautiful idea, but it's not what we actually need. What we need is like people to push the story and people to, you know, get annoyed. I mean, I think that's a thing too, where it's like that powerlessness is such a trap because it's like, I'm like, I don't want to be powerless.
Right. you know, we talk, uh, we, talking a lot about climate, but I think, you know, that's sort of one half of the equation. I'm curious, like, what's your relationship with nature like?
It's really important to me. I mean, I grew up in the woods, so mm-hmm. I spend a lot of time outside, and I definitely have that relationship to the seasons and to, like, I live in the city. I live in Toronto, but I definitely need to go to the woods a lot. And I'm lucky that my mom still lives where I grew up, so I get to go there a lot. And I have, like, a tiny little cabin, and I hang out. And it's
do you
it's
write
really
in
important.
The cabin? Because that
do.
Seems
yeah,
like...
I do. It's very charming. I do, yeah. But I also love urban nature, too. You know, I love, like, in the city, there's a lot of birds, mm-hmm. and a lot of... Even raccoons can be kind of cute if you watch them long enough.
Do you find environment plays a huge role in your, like, what you're writing? Like, if you're at a cabin versus being in Toronto?
Oh, no, it definitely matters. And I find, like, lyrics... I always go back to, if I look at my lyrics, I'm like, oh, another lyric about the sky again. You know, like, I'm just like, it's in every song, like birds, sky, water. It's always there.
Well, that's
and
why I can't
stop
thing.
Like returning, but I'm like, I just think it's the place my brain goes to express many things. So yeah, it's very important to me for sure.
This is World Cafe. We're here with Tamara Lindemann of The Weather Station. The new album is called Humanhood. If it's okay with you, I actually want to end with a song that you didn't play live, but is from the album, which is the closing track on the record, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And I feel like it is a beautiful resolution to the album. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on Sewing and how, like, did you know when you were working on it, this was going to be the close of the album?
No, but I knew it was a really special song when it came to me. I just, once again, it just felt like this gift, this metaphor that came to my mind of, like, the metaphor of the patchwork quilt. I used to have a patchwork quilt that I found in a secondhand store that was, like, you know, one of these crazy quilts, you know, where it's just like, it's wild, you know, it's so many colors and textures and shapes. And, you know, I was in this place in my life where, as I described earlier, I felt I had lost that narrative coherence of understanding who I was or where I was going or how the pieces fit together. And there was this very powerful kind of understanding that came to me of, like, that's life, you know, when you, sometimes you have lost the sense of coherence, but, like, you have to take all the pieces that you think don't fit together and, like, sew them together, you know, and that leads me to, you know, human fragility and, like, what it is to be a person and what it is to be in this world, which is going through so much and has lost so much, which is, like, you know, all of the pieces that you maybe don't want to include. You know, you want to exile things. You want to exile parts of yourself or memories or things you don't want to be in the picture. It's like there is a power in drawing it in and like looking at it and being like, that also happened. You know, this is also here. And I think as I look outward to the world, I think about that all the time because, you know, we do have to face that. You know, we've lost a lot of time, you know, in terms of climate. We have to face a lot of dark things. And I think where we often go wrong is we want to exclude that. We don't want to look at it. And when we don't look at it, we make bad decisions. You know, we make bad choices because we're not seeing the full picture. You know, and I love also, too, the quilt because it's soft, it's warm, it's like fabric, it's undulating, as I say in the song. And like this idea of like, humanity or a life or an hour,
yeah.
You know, it's all the same like patchwork of imperfection. And that to me just leads me to a place of knowing how to be in the world or how to handle things. When I think of that patchwork quilt, I know how to go. Cause as I've said earlier, I am a perfectionist and I speak from experience of wanting to exclude, but it, you know, it's all there. Yeah. Well,
let's take a listen. It's Sewing from the Weather Station here on World Cafe.
I don't know quite where to begin. I know it don't look like I'm doing anything. A mess of scraps, colors, clash, I know. I'm sewing together a day from these hours and the way you touched my hand.
things you say blue. Don't look like much from here. There's no straight lines, nothing that clear. Aimless days, bad moves, the changes I can't get used to.
It's the Weather Station on World Cafe. The song is Sewing. It closes the new album, Humanhood, which is available now. Tamara, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the record. And I hope you have a great tour and come back and see us again soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You got it. It's Tamara of the Weather Station. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Thanks again to Tamara Lindemann. The new album from The Weather Station is called Humanhood. It is available now. A lot of quality humans helped put this session together, including our producer for the piece, Will Loftus, our bookings coordinator, Chelsea Johnson, and our intern, Jade Polly. Thanks to all of them. Let's get back into music with George Ezra. Here's Budapest.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beauty focus, Neo, you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. My acres of a land that I've achieved. It may be hard for you to stop and believe, but for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Over you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My many artifacts, the list goes on. If you just say the words, I'll up and run on to you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all. Oh, to you, ooh, ooh, I'd leave it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go. Why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My friends and family, they don't understand. They fear they'll lose so much if you take my hand. But for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Ooh, for you, ooh, you, ooh, I'd lose it all. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. Give me one good reason why I should never make a change. Baby, if you owe me, then all of this will go away. My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest. Golden grand piano, my beautiful Castillo, you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
for you. Ooh, you, ooh, I'd leave it all.
Katie Crutchfield and her band Waxahachie, Much Ado About Nothing, off of Tiger's Blood. And then going back a little bit for George Ezra and Budapest. That does it for us.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation. Serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.